What's up, you thrifty thieving thoughts? Welcome to Thought Thursday on Grunt Speak, Not So.
Live from the lair!
I'm the Toxic Male, and that's the Rotund Revenger. 482 lives saved. Suck a dick.
Yep.
Suck a dick!
All right.
But sucking a dick is probably what's going on a lot in this thread. This is interesting. We haven't really done like a Facebook or Twitter thread episode in a while. And this one comes from Marie.
Now, we did cover something similar years ago with Backburner Blues.
Yes.
We're going to put that in the links below because a lot of stuff it's in this, what we're going to cover, we talked about years ago.
Yeah, this is but this is women at their most women-y. This is pretty reprehensible.
But just imagine. 2 out of every 10 men are the ones that women want.
Yeah.
So they are all competing. 100% of these women are competing for the top 20%.
Yep.
And that doesn't happen if there isn't a massive amount of backstabbing and betrayal.
Mm-hmm. Frenemies.
And frenemy behavior.
Yep. Frenemies all day long. And Marie or Marlene. No, it is Marie. She puts this across beautifully here. How to steal someone's boyfriend, a thread. Everyone knows that all the good men are in a relationship. The available men are available because there's something wrong with them. Okay.
Here we go.
Now do women.
Yeah.
And then suck a dick. That leaves you, a single woman, with a desire to start a family with only one option, stealing someone else's boyfriend.
Listen,
I thought we were equal.
Well, the thing is this behavior is nothing new. Women have been doing this since we started writing shit down.
Yeah. It's no, it's nothing new. The difference is like the media will claim that women don't do things like this. Women will claim they don't do things like this.
And this is the seed for virtually 80% of the scripts.
Yep.
On
exactly.
On some of those shows. What are they?
Yeah.
This, soap operas.
Yeah, exactly. And this woman is not a blue check mark, you know, bitch.
No.
She is just an average person whose Twitter thread went viral and has over 2,200 retweets and 17,000 likes. And that's just for the first portion of the thread.
And I bet
she's not getting ratioed on this.
Nope.
That tells you everything you need to know.
And I bet you everyone responding is a woman.
Yep. The most important thing to start out with is maintaining plausible deniability. Yeah, women don't do that.
Yeah, you want to know
why? Oh, stop.
You want to know why they do that? Because ass kickings go both ways.
Yes. And plausible deniability also goes down to simple basic behavior such as being coy. You know, have had a woman naked on top of you with her tits in your mouth stop. We're not having sex tonight. Plausible deniability. She is pretending like she doesn't want it so that later on, if things go bad, she can claim you seduced her.
And
this is
the
same
shit.
Time.
Well, yep. You know, he asked me out. And women do. And you know what? You know who does this even more? And I mean, let's just say, you know, some of the minorities are really good at this backstabbing horse shit.
I can't imagine you would have any particular ethnicity in mind.
Well, I mean, let's put this in perspective. All right. Let's just say you screw it up and you have 2 or 3 kids from 2 or 3 different baby daddies. And about 5 years has gone by and reality has set in and you realize shit ain't free. This is fucking hard. I need help.
Yep.
Down the block, there's a dude who has a nice house. He got married. He's got a couple kids. And everything is hunky-dory. The woman down the block with several baby daddies is going to get jealous and upset. And there's going to be some things going on because that woman wants that provisioning and protection. And she's not getting it because she made bad decisions.
Yep. And so it becomes about envy.
Yeah.
Well, why does she have what I need, what I want, what I deserve?
And what is what is envy? It's one of the seven deadly sins.
You know what else is one of the seven deadly sins? Lust.
Uh-huh. And what do those do? They are the bait in your own fucking death trap, you dumbasses.
Sheer fucking hubris.
Yep, and we've actually covered that. We're going to put the links in the description so you guys
can watch it. You're making more work for me, man.
Sorry.
Don't be too upfront. Just enter his sphere as a friend. Talk only a little about your other dates, about your family or hobbies. Find out what he likes and get interested in those things. Yes, because at this point in your life, men haven't been put through the ringer and understand the game.
Yeah, and right? That is our job.
Yeah.
Is to train these guys or teach these guys who are still dick thinking to avoid this kind of bullshit.
Yep. Bad news bears, baby.
All day long.
Bad news bears. Dig about his current relationship. As a woman, you know how it feels to be sad and frustrated, so help him to channel that negative energy. Find out what his girlfriend is doing wrong and make him fixate on that. But remember, plausible deniability. Don't say anything bad about her yourself.
Check.
Psychological operations.
You know what this? What you just said sounds like conversations I've heard in break rooms at places I worked at.
Oh, yeah.
When women are trying to convince other women to divorce their husbands.
Yep. Women keep women single.
Yes, they do.
Out of envy, jealousy, sometimes lust. Sometimes just sheer malevolence.
Yep.
They want to see if they can manipulate other people to do their bidding. It's narcissism 101.
Or the simple explanation, they're idiots.
There's that too.
Yeah.
People who are overly emotional couldn't possibly be stupid.
Yeah. They can't be making one and two dimensional decisions.
No.
Getting outmaneuvered at every turn.
Absolutely
not.
That never
happens. Shut up.
But let us continue. That's a good one, right? We got some side boob on that one.
Are we going to make a ding for that one?
Yeah, this is new tech. We're fine.
Oh, yeah.
New tech for the win.
All right.
And you already know that. That's why you're here.
Yep.
As you dig deeper into his relationship, balls deeper, mold your personality to his alleged likes and dislikes.
All right.
This is called deception.
And manipulation.
Yep. His girlfriend is argumentative. Be agreeable. His girlfriend is dumb. Be an intelligent girl boss. Yeah, that doesn't work. A dude doesn't want a girl boss. He wants a fit, feminine, friendly, fertile, and faithful woman. Doesn't like the way she cooks? Say, me too. Hashtag me too. And then what happens is after you're successful in all these endeavors, because you've been pretending to be somebody that you're not the whole time, you pull off the mask and now you're the bad guy. And another chick is going to step in who's just like you. And if he's stupid, he'll fall for it a third time.
Yeah. You know what? It sounds like a song that needs to be made called Manipulation.
Manipulation. Ruling your urination. If it burns, maybe you should turn away from the cunt. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, because you know, diseased cunt is that's a bad stunt.
You know, bacterial vaginosis was created by the good Lord for a reason. It's to let you know you're a whore. Not that I would know by that or anything.
Yeah, there's just too much traffic on that tunnel.
Yeah. She doesn't want you to go down on her anymore, huh? So she doesn't like the way she tastes?
Oh!
Check her texts.
Ah, yeah.
As you get closer to him, ask him to introduce you to his girlfriend, either online or in real life. Get close to her. Start sowing seeds of discord between them. Make it seem like he lied or did something stupid or said something bad about her. Make it seem like you're on her side. You notice that each portion of this thread has fewer likes, fewer comments,
yep.
Fewer retweets. Because as soon as she starts talking, all of a sudden, these even like most women even are going to be like, this bitch is out of her fucking mind.
Yeah, like women understand women, and that's why they hate each other.
Exactly. Never try to understand women. Women understand women, and they hate each other. One of the best quotes from a sitcom of all time.
And we can't find it.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder why it's not available on YouTube. Could it be because it tells the truth? Oops.
Yeah, it does.
Or now you're not allowed to even say what a woman is anymore. You're not a biologist, therefore, you know, heteronormativity bad. Gee, I wonder why so many students and, you know, kids are now identifying as genderqueer. It can't possibly be mass psychosis.
Oh, no, we can't have
forced
that
on them by indoctrination, you know, drag queen story hour, pornographic reading materials. No, that's all just a conspiracy theory. It's those evil right wingers that are the problem. In other words, fuck you. Next. Oh, wow. Make it seem like he lied or did something stupid or said something bad about her. Make it seem like you're on her side. As you're simultaneously destroying their confidence in their relationship and also being their only comfort, things are going to get tricky. He's going to try to make a move, but you cannot let yourself be the other woman. He has to break up with her before physical stuff happens.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they
all abide by this rule.
So at the very end, she's trying to add just a hint of ethics.
Oh, yeah. This is totally ethical.
Get the hell out of here.
You're narcissistically manipulating people into your own little psychodrama in which you are going to come out the undisputed victor, and no one's going to get hurt by this.
I mean, this thing goes against one of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. Who gives a flying fuck what happens to these people who were totally fine before you came along as you're happy, right?
Well, I mean, one of the commandments is what? Don't covet your neighbor's wife?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Stop.
Just stop it.
Just stop.
Jesus.
And they claim to be the empathic, sympathetic, understanding sex.
Yeah, no.
What do you call this?
Well, the thing is, they have all those things, and they use them as weapons to get their fucking way.
Or maybe it's nothing but like the proposals that were there up for voting in Michigan. It's just clever branding, but the true evil is in the details.
Yep.
Wow. Amazing. If it just can't be helped, you have to show immeasurable guilt and shame and force him to break up with her. He can't see you as easy. You must show that you have morals and values and hate breaking your moral code. Yeah, never mind. This was all your idea.
Wow.
You were just overwhelmed with passion for him.
What a blueprint of bitchiness. That is like, this is true cunt behavior right here.
I think we might be tilting the scales into the realm of evil here.
Well, it is against one of the commandments, so therefore it is evil.
I mean, can you imagine, like, she's just, oh, get boyfriend, okay. Who's to say that somebody doesn't read this and say, oh, well, boyfriend, what's to lose by going after husband?
Yeah.
Yeah. Father. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, as long as you're happy, you can destroy the child's life. Put him on an increased, you know, put him on a path that increases his chances of suicide, drug addiction, alcohol abuse, all that stuff. As long as you're happy, who gives a fuck, right?
Well, actually, we can just call that increases the chances of life failure.
Yeah.
That covers all everything you just said.
Life failure, exactly.
Life failure. We grunt it down for you here.
Yeah. It's bad news bears.
This is fucked up.
This is really fucked up. And she's not done.
No, she's not?
She's not done.
Oh, God. She's so... Listen, she's already put in her foot in her mouth so deep, it's now kicking her own ass. Wow!
And she's used to having things bigger shoved in other areas. And they have D batteries. Sometimes they hook up to a generator.
And
you know,
dishwasher safe.
And then she wonders why no man can satisfy her.
That's right.
The only problem that now remains is the ex-girlfriend. If you've done the job correctly, she kind of hates him now anyway, and you're free to drop her out of her life before you make your shiny new relationship public.
That happens all the time. I'm telling you, man.
Wow.
My God, this is just a blueprint of evil.
And
this is an average woman that's
exactly
doing this.
And that is if he doesn't realize that he's made a mistake. Especially if they went physical too early. Mm-hmm. Because then he's going to know, you didn't go against your moral code. I went against mine. You instigated this entire situation, and men can see the lines because after we nut, we think logically.
Yeah.
Post-nut clarity is a very real thing, ladies. And if you think this kind of thing can't backfire on you just because you pretend to feel guilt and shame, you are dead wrong.
Yeah, you're dead. Oh, my God. It's hard for me to actually. I mean, I know this is the attitude of a majority of women out there, and when I say
it is now,
when I say majority, the definition of majority is 51 to 99%.
Yeah,
it's a big range.
And in the age of social media, where women, they literally all they have to do is show up on social media and be of.
Or Tinder.
Slightly below to above average in looks, and you'll have these thirsty Sims just piling on them with compliments and ego boosting that they don't fucking deserve.
Well, and the thing is when they get that, it really warps their mind to thinking that they are that when they're not. And it's not going to end.
You have got fours running around out there thinking they're tens. And if you don't believe me, go on to any site that collates a bunch of leaked OnlyFans material, and you will find stuff that will make you puke in your mouth.
Or you can watch some of Kevin Samuel's older stuff before he passed away.
Yeah. I'm one of the top 1% super sexy BBWs on OnlyFans.
Get the hell out of here. I don't care if she's the CEO making $5 million a year. Yeah. I don't care.
No, no one cares.
As a dude, I'm like, oh, okay. If a woman came up and said that to me, I'd look her head to toe and see if she's okay, and I would judge her on her looks. I don't give a shit about her job, her bank account, what she does for a living.
Yeah, you would judge her off the subsequent conversation afterwards.
Correct. But the thing is, as soon as, because I'm red-pilled, as soon as I find out how much money she makes,
I'm out.
Then I'm like, chances are it's not going to work.
Yep.
And I think I'm going to have to bow out of this.
Yeah, I hear high-powered corporate girl boss. I see selfish, bitchy, and controlling.
Yeah, and listen, and they try to act like men.
Yeah.
Unless you're gay, two men don't make a good relationship.
Yeah, well, like you always said, two scrotums in a relationship is one scrotum too many.
One scrotum too many. And another, I can guarantee you, this woman here, she's so manipulative, she's going to try to pull the full redonkulousitis.
Oh, yeah.
And isolate this guy from all of his family and friends. She has to do that.
Yes.
Because she basically won this guy over by deception.
Exactly. And you know the first people who are going to realize that? His friends.
Yep.
We're not trying to fuck her. As soon as we know that our buddy is banging a chick, she is persona non nookie. We regard her like we would a baby sister. So we can look at the situation as a third party objectively and logically, and a woman like this can't put a silencer on her narcissism.
Nope.
It's going to be there lurking under the surface all the time, even when she thinks she's hiding it.
Absolutely correct.
Ugh. So the last few posts here. Convince her to block his ass, drive it home that she's too good for him, and then send a couple of men that she rejected her way. Then start a petty fight with her, tell her she's toxic, and end the friendship.
Wow.
A very important part of all this is that no one can know what happened or else the whole relationship was publicly tainted.
What'd I tell you about the isolating? What did I tell you?
People will think bad things about your future family, and it could affect your progeny for generations. See, now, this is the justification that she uses. Yep. This isn't just about my happiness. It's about my future family. Therefore, I'm justified in any fucking bullshit necessary, even if it involves destroying the lives of two people.
Yep.
Totally fine.
Totally, yeah.
Wait a few months before making things public. In the meantime, swallow like a champion. I added that. Even if you disagree, you should still all thank me, because this is the way of the world, and you're now more enlightened and aware of how things work. Well,
that's totally accurate.
She's right about that.
It's like I said in the beginning, a majority of women do this in some shape or form. And I know the women out there watch the show like, he's a istophobe igot. I'm just telling you the truth.
Yep.
Holy crap. And this is nothing new. Women have been doing this since we started chiseling words into fucking stone.
Yes. And they're constantly looking for greener pastures. And when that happens, you get this. I left the love of my life because I thought I could do better. Now I'm childless and alone at 42.
Listen, a lot of the red pill community has covered this.
Oh, yeah. It's a classic at this point.
It is. And it's... wow.
And women say, we're the problem.
Yep.
Yeah, we can't control ourselves. Yeah, we let our dick do all of our thinking. Now, to a point, you are correct.
You are correct.
But at the end of the day, if we know that somebody is spoken for, 9 times out of 10, a dude is going to turn the other cheek and walk the fuck away.
That's right. I have.
Yeah.
All right. So here's a little quick story. Got divorced, went on internet dating, right? Met a couple women, found one that was still fucking married.
Ooh.
And you know what I did? I printed everything up, and I mailed it to her husband's work.
Yep. Not too long ago, there was a dude, recently was at some sort of a public event. I think it was a baseball game or something like that. Could have been Little League for all we know.
Yep.
This woman was gravitationally challenged and swiping on Tinder while her husband was standing up cheering for their kid right next to her. Dude taped her. posted the video online, and I'm hoping shared it with the husband.
I hope that she got put in the catapult and flipped over the wall.
Like a bag of shit, because that's exactly what she is. And the woman who wrote this thread, wow, man, she's 300 pounds of shit in a 100-pound bag.
Well, we don't know how big she is. She looks on the thinner side.
I don't care. Well, she's still 300 pounds of shit in a 100-pound bag.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm just saying.
There are people that can be very attractive, thin, gorgeous, what have you. They open their mouth.
And they're shit.
And they're 300 pounds of shit in a 100-pound bag.
Yeah, like Christie Brinkley.
Yep.
That woman, she lived a life wrapped up in beautiful wrapping with a great bow.
Yeah.
But inside that box was a black-hearted piece of shit.
No. Women who are just like born innately hot, I mean, they're the most productive, useful, and I can't finish it because it's too fucking funny.
It's insane. Insane. And I'm sure there are talented, beautiful women out there that are successful, and more power to them. I don't care.
Very few.
But I have a problem with this, all of this deception and evil backstabbing going on, and then they're hijacking the media to hide that from men.
Yeah.
You don't hear about this in mainstream media at all.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about it on the Red Pill MGTOW channels.
Yes. Gee, I wonder why those get banned from Reddit.
Yeah.
We're quarantined. You know, it's not a ban. We're not banning them, but we're quarantining them because they're toxic. Whee.
Yeah, and, you know, stop using Reddit. Fuck them.
Fuck Reddit. Wow. This is dating now. I'm glad I'm not single. And I feel bad for you dudes out there who have to navigate this minefield, because sooner or later, you go running around in a minefield thinking with your dick, you're going to lose a limb or two, or possibly your junk.
Or your life.
Yeah, for 18 to 21 years.
Yeah, wow.
Possibly more.
One of the leading factors of suicide is divorce and contact with family court. There you go.
And that's why we do what we do. That's why 482 on that board stands for a life saved.
Amen.
And a woman.
Boom!
I'm surprised he didn't tell me it was gay.
I'll get to that. Well, you purposely do that.
I do. I do it to antagonize you. Yeah. It's fun.
I know. It's like
it's gay stuff.
There's a button on me. It's not funny.
Anyways, thank you all very much for watching this video, guys, and for supporting the channel. Share this video out so that people know the truth about these narcissistic females and their balls deep dive into the seven deadly sins. Don't let them convince you that men are the problem. We're the prize.
Yep.
We'll see you next time.
All right.